The UWM Honors College offered a class this spring called Black Lives Matter. The movement and the hashtag began in 2013 after a white Florida man was acquitted of shooting to death Trayvon Martin, a black teen who had been walking through the neighborhood. The final assignment of the UWM course was to create art about the Black Lives Matter movement. WUWM's Nicole Belke takes us inside the exhibit. Today is its final day.
Written in bold black letters high up on Mitchell Hall's white gallery wall is hashtag Black Lives Matter. Below, works of art reveal what these words mean to the students who took the UWM class that explored issues of race in America. Dr. David Pate taught the course, but turned it over to activist artist Kelly Park Snyder to work with the students on the exhibit.
He understands how valuable art can be, using art as a forceful reaction or as a way of reflecting what it is you care about or what you think needs to change. And so in his syllabus, he invited me to be a teaching artist in residence.
Park Snyder guided the students in expressing their thoughts about race through paintings, dance, poetry, and guerrilla art. Chloe Gropper wrote a poem that's taped on the gallery wall. Her art conveyed personal experiences related to Black Lives Matter, being white while watching someone she loves experience racism.
Having a black girlfriend was something I talked about in class, and it's definitely something that affects my experience in the class. So I thought it was good to kind of dig deeper into that and actually write about it.
Gropper reads the last line.
I look at her and I fall in love more every single day. So why does the world tell her it's wrong to be black and gay?
It's not a black person's job to tell us that their lives matter and that racism exists.
That's classmate Rianne Tibbetts. She says she took the Black Lives Matter class because she is white.
It's our job to go out and educate ourselves about that and make sure we know what's going on.
So Tibbetts' art features portraits of black Milwaukeeans. Quincy Drain, the only black male in the class, says he wanted to learn about the movement and reactions to it.
I mean, since I identify as black, it works that way for sure, but it kind of actually helps me to understand what other people think more than help me further my opinion on it.
Drain's piece in the gallery is a dance video. He wrote the script and performs the movements.
I have a lone dancer. He's dancing to spoken word that I wrote that first starts with an anecdote of a young boy who doesn't really realize that race is existing in our world, but then as he grows up, he seems to find that it's the defining factor in his life.
I walk with my hood up, I'll never say more. I talk back to defend me, I'll never say more. I ride with my hood.
Drain reveals personal experiences with his words and relates them to the Black Lives Matter movement.
But if my skin was not this, I'd be able to do all those things once more. All lives matter is true, and we need that to grow. But mistreatment of those of color is not the way to go.
Even though the exhibit is set to end today, student Rianne Tibbetts hopes it has created ripples.
Maybe someone hasn't even heard of the movement or they didn't really know what it's about, and now they'll know some of the problems that are going on, and maybe they'll be interested in looking into it further.
Dr. Pate hopes to offer the class to more students in future semesters. Nicole Belke, 89.7, WUWM.